Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yod. Yaitzen, we may go out, bebeyas with the egg hachargal of a locust, the kind of a grasshopper's egg. Now why would someone want to go out with this egg? Well, the answer is they used to hang it from a person's ear, and that was considered to be something that would cure an earache. Uveshen, shul, you can go out with the tooth of a fox. Shen is a tooth, shul is a fox. What was that for? Well, it solved all sleeping problems. There are two kinds of sleeping problems. There are those who keep falling asleep when they don't want to, and there are those who sleep too much and they can't wake up. Well, if you wanted to wake someone up, you would hang on him the tooth of a live fox. And if you wanted to help someone fall asleep, you would hang on him the tooth of a fox that died. Vayter says the Mishnah. You can also go out on Shabbos over masmer with a nail, minatzala, from the gallows. And the understanding was that that would cure a wound that seemed to be swelling. Some say that they would hang it on someone and it would cure a person suffering from a high fever. So basically, it's mutter to go out with things mishum refuah, because of refuah. Divi, Rav Meir, Zehalt Rav Meir. The Chachamim say, never mind that you can't go out with it on Shabbos, but af b'chayil aser, even during the week it would be aser, mishum darkei hu amayri. This is the way of the Amayrim. The Amayrim were in Eretz Yisrael before Klal Yisrael came in. And they had kinds of superstitions about all sorts of refuahs. And the Chachamim say that to follow their ways, that would be in violation of the pasuk that says, "Uvechukos seyem loy seleichu." You shall not go in their ways. But the halacha is like the first Tana, because anything that heals a person, and as the Rambam explains, the doctors say, "Yes, yes, this does work," then you're not over the iser of "Uvechukos seyem loy seleichu."